While not all that unusual in its outward appearance today, the Log Cache, or Tilson Building, is a designated National Historic Landmark and one of three original Russian colonial buildings remaining in Alaska. On maps dating from the mid-19th century, drawn around the time of the transfer of Alaska to the United States, the structure is identified as Building 29. The Sitka Assembly established the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission in 1992 in part to review and make recommendations about local projects that might affect properties identified in the local historic preservation plan. Until last week's assembly meeting, the commission never before filed an appeal of a building variance, and that record technically remains unbroken. Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse stopped the commission in its tracks.
The appeal is in violation of the Open Meetings Act because not proper notice, not proper hearing. So my recommendation is that this item not be addressed by the assembly, that it's not valid.
Hillhouse went on to explain that the commission did not properly advertise the action item on its agenda regarding the appeal. The Historic Preservation Commission met on February 1st. The official minutes indicate that the commission discussed the Wilmack variance request and motioned to have Chair Peter Gorman submit a letter to the city administrator forwarding their recommendation that the alley remain at least 5 feet wide between the buildings. Gorman told the assembly that the State Historic Preservation Office had got wind of Wilmack's intentions and had urged the commission to act.
We were notified that this project was going on from a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office recommending that the commission should make a recommendation to the assembly. So this is the letter that you have now.
State Historic Preservation Officer Judith Bittner wrote in her letter that the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission should act on its legal mandate and make a recommendation to the assembly on how to protect the structural integrity of Building 29. Marcia Blazek, the regional director of the National Park Service, was even more specific. In her letter, she discussed the need for adequate ventilation and sunlight in preserving the original log walls of Building 29. The Park Service owns one of the other original Russian colonial structures, Sitka's Russian Bishop's House. Blazek is the source of the recommendation for maintaining at least a 5-foot separation between Russell's and the log cache. Following its February 1st meeting, members of the Historic Preservation Commission attended a February 5th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, which had the Wilmack variance on the agenda. But the variance request itself was a routine setback reduction for the front of the addition and had nothing to do with the alleyway, where no variance was needed. According to Historic Preservation Chair Gorman and member Ann Polnow, that's where they were told that an assembly appeal was the proper route for intervening in the alley. Polnow says her commission later met in person with the Wilmack contractor to discuss details of the alleyway that they should have been informed of months earlier.
Before that, we were under hearsay of the measurements between the two buildings. We heard it was 2 feet. We heard that, you know, it's going to be this awful building, and we heard a lot of stuff because we were not included in this review process.
Even though the municipal attorney would not allow the assembly to discuss the Historic Preservation Commission's appeal of the Wilmack variance, the very next agenda item provided, at least temporarily, a path for the commission to officially forward its concerns to the assembly. Wilmack's building permit for the addition could be remanded to the commission for review. Commissioner Polnow assured the assembly that the review was about finding a winning strategy for both owners and the historic resource.
The process is to meet with all parties involved, including historic architects and professionals in historic preservation, to discuss ways that we can have this project, that Mr. McLean is happy, that the building, the national landmark, is protected. That is part of our review process. And it's not necessarily that we have to have a 5-foot setback, but we have to talk about it, and that is what is recommended by the State Historic Preservation Office.
The actual motion was to refer this one building permit to the Historic Preservation Commission for a recommendation. The vote was unanimous. An agenda item reviewing the overall function of the Historic Preservation Commission was postponed until the Assembly's next regular meeting on March 11th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.